Hello from Heaven. A new field of research, after-death communication, confirms that life and love are eternal. By Bill Guggenheim and Judy Guggenheim. Narrated by Kevin Foley. Copyright 1995 by William Guggenheim III and Judith A. Guggenheim. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with Bill Guggenheim and Judy Guggenheim, care of the Ross Yun Agency, and was produced in the year 2012 by Tantor Media Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Preface. Peace, an invitation. "How does one become a butterfly?" she asked pensively. "You must want to fly so much that you are willing to give up being a caterpillar." Trina Paulus. Is there life after death? Do we enter another state of existence after we die? Though many people believe death is an ending, you will be introduced to an exciting new field of research that may convince you death is simply a transition from this physical world to life in a spiritual realm. You are invited to evaluate these uplifting first-hand accounts and determine for yourself if they are authentic communications from deceased family members and friends. If you conclude that they are, you will know with a new certainty that you and all the ones you love continue to live after death. You can then look forward to being reunited with them in a spiritual dimension that will surpass your highest expectations. If you are willing to read this book with an open mind and an open heart, you may significantly reduce or completely eliminate your fear of death. As a caterpillar once limited to the ground, you might undergo an inner transformation and become like a butterfly, free to soar. This new freedom will allow you to live your life more fully and joyously, with a greater sense of peace. Chapter 1. The ADC Project, A Leap of Faith. Death is simply a shedding of the physical body, like the butterfly shedding its cocoon. It is a transition to a higher state of consciousness, where you continue to perceive, to understand, to laugh, and to be able to grow. Elizabeth Kubler-Ross, M.D. Like a caterpillar that was asleep in its cocoon, I was about to be transformed, but I never suspected it at the time. It was summer 1976, and my wife Judy and I were living in Sarasota, Florida.
"Bill, come in here. Elizabeth Kubler-Ross is going to be on Donahue," she called from the living room.
"I think I've heard her name. Who is she? What does she do?" I asked from my...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?